From WXXI News, this is 1370 Connection. I'm Elisa Orlando. For more than 25 years, you have tuned to 1370 Connection and to this time slot for community dialogue on topics like politics, healthcare, education, arts, and culture with veteran broadcaster Bob Smith. Bob, as you probably know, is retiring for health reasons after a stroke this past April. And today, you and we have a chance to honor the man who led those daily conversations.
I'm Jean Fisher. And over the past month, I've had the privilege of recording a series of conversations with Bob that we'll be sharing with you today. So let's get started. We'll hear from Bob as he talks about growing up in Rochester.
My mother was from Toronto. And it may seem like I grew up in Canada simply because I was I grew up at a home that was very much a Canadian home, even though I was a Rochesterian by birth.
So then where did you live as a kid?
In Rochester, actually in Irondequoit, and then finally in the town of Greece, and eventually up in Fairport.
When you were in school, I know you had lots of wide activities. You played a musical instrument?
That's right. I was a clarinetist, a very bad one, I'm going to admit, because I tried to be a clarinetist because my teachers thought it would be good for me to have a musical instrumental background. And I had wanted to be a saxophonist, never was able to get into the school band as a saxophonist, but then, you know, woodwind was my thing, I guess. So I tried clarinet, and I was never that great at it. They found out I wasn't that good, but I tried.
So what other activities did you do when you were a youngster in public school?
Oh, debating team, especially in high school at Aquinas. I was in the debating, the forensics club is what they called it. But I did debates, and there was a debating league among the high schools in the Rochester metropolitan area.
Well, if you don't mind dating yourself a little bit, what were some of the issues and events that were going on when you were in high school that you talked about in debating leagues?
War in Vietnam. Almost everything centered around the Vietnamese war.
When you debated about the war, did you talk about things like, you know, was it a war? Was it a police action? Was it legal?
Funny, you mentioned all of those things and more. Was it a moral crusade? Was it something that we should be doing? And at which side should we be on? And what should we do? Should we actually use our military, and should we get involved in it? And there were many people on a lot of different sides of that one. I think most of the debates that we did, we would take positions in favor of disengaging and essentially end the engagement as soon as we possibly could.
So that interest in political science you carried with you out of high school?
Oh, absolutely.
Were you worried about the draft when you were getting ready to graduate from high school?
You bet. I remember thinking to myself, I am probably going to get sucked in this thing big time, and I am not going to want to fight. I just had to try to sort out, what am I going to do? And you had to make a choice. Were you going to be a conscientious objector? Were you going to refuse to serve? Were you going to end up accept the draft? It was a tough choice that you had to make a decision.
So then at the end of high school, what did you do?
What I did, I got lucky in a way, because the laws of our country, and you could get a student deferment. So, okay, well, I'm going to go 2S. That was the deferment. I was going to accept a scholarship and go into college. And, you know, that's the funny. That was really, in a way, we felt bad about it in a certain sense, because if you could afford to get your way paid in college, you could go into the, you could become an undergraduate, and you never had to make a choice. And then you basically went to school.
That's the voice of Bob Smith. You listened to him for years here on WXXI Radio in this time slot at 1370 Connection. Bob conducted a series of interviews with Gene Fisher as part of this tribute program. For the next couple of hours, we're going to remember Bob and his contributions to the local journalism scene, the local talk show industry, and to our community. If you would like to make a tribute to Bob or just share a memory that you have about maybe calling into the program or being a guest on the program, we invite you to call us right now at 263-9994, 263-WXXI. Bob gave that number every day in this time slot for many, many, many years. And so now we ask you to call us and remember Bob and honor Bob as we're going to do this afternoon. Again, our number is 263-9994 or 263-WXXI. We have our email box open as well, asktalk, A-S-K-T-A-L-K, at WXXI.org, if you'd like to share a memory there.
And Bob will be hearing your memory, so you can speak directly to him when you call 263-9994, although he is not able to be with us today. Over the past few weeks, we've also been hearing from a lot of Bob's colleagues and friends, and so let's hear from some of them now.
I'm Norm Silverstein, president of WXXI, and I want to thank Bob Smith for his 25 years of service as host of 1370 Connection. Our listeners appreciated Bob's wit and wisdom, his many guests, and his ability to make even the most complex issues understandable. Guests always marveled that Bob did his homework. He read the books, he researched the topics, and he made sure he was informed before opening the microphone. Bob was a fixture at WXXI, and he's going to be missed. On behalf of all of us at WXXI and your many fans, thank you, Bob, for making a difference.
Hi, this is David K. Johnston, and I've had the honor and the privilege of sitting in several times for Bob over the years. When my wife and I moved here in 1993, one of the things Bob Smith's radio show did for me was teach me about this community, about who the players were and what the issues were, and I'm very grateful for that.
Hi, this is Brenda Tremblay, morning host on Classical 91.5. I met Bob Smith more than 20 years ago when I started working at the station in 1991. Our desks were about 3 feet apart back in the day, and we shared a wall, a coffee maker, and an extremely noisy dot matrix printer that clattered and shook and gobbled paper faster than the Cookie Monster. So here are two things I've learned about Bob Smith in those years. First, he's brilliant. Once I got this list of all the guest speakers at the Chautauqua Institution for the summer, and it was a long list, dozens and dozens of random people. So Bob and I played this guessing game. I would call out the name, and he would guess who the person was and the subject of the speech. Actually, he wasn't guessing at all. Bob knew everyone's resume on that list off the top of his head. I'll never forget it. He knew their latest books, their points of view. He knew the poets, the politicians, the scientists, the philosophers from a wide swath of backgrounds. It was like he channeled dozens and dozens of opinion makers with facts and dates to back it up. Because Bob always did his homework. He lived and breathed to keep us informed about the world. The second thing I learned about Bob Smith was this. Even though he was nearly always the smartest person in the room, he was also one of the nicest. I don't think he has a mean bone in his body. He resisted making snarky comments, little digs, even when he might have been tempted to. He respected listeners. He always paid attention with an open mind and an open heart. Later, I moved down the hall to Classical 91.5, and Bob got his own office, and I would hear him in there in the morning talking, chattering with guests or talking to listeners, talking to his mother every single day, which he still does. Bob once told me that he had toyed with the idea of taking on his father's manufacturing plant in Rochester. But it wasn't for him. Instead, he found the greatest joy of all. what Pulitzer Prize-winning historian David McCullough calls real success. Bob Smith found his life work in the work that he loved, and I miss him.
And we'll be hearing from lots more of Bob's friends and colleagues and some of his regular guests coming up a bit later in the program. We also invite you to join the conversation. Bob is listening to us, and I know you can speak directly to him when you call 263-9994 and share your memories of the man who sat in this chair for more than 25 years.
That's right, and we have had the phone lines light up as soon as we gave out the telephone number, 263-9994. So we want to hear from you now. Remember, Bob's listening today, and this is our Bob Smith tribute show here on 1370 Connection. Let's go first to Sandra. Thanks, Sandra, for listening and for waiting. Do you have a memory you'd like to share or comment?
Yes, I do. Bob, miss you just terribly. We were in Russia. I think it was 1986 with WXXI. And I was with two other members of our group, and we decided to jump the ship and go to the Kirov Ballet. We got into the Kirov Ballet, and there was a huge line for tickets, but three people came up to us and said, look, we have tickets we're not using. So we bought them and happily wandered around, went back into the theater, got our seats, which we were glad to find, and looked up, and there was Bob Smith. With the head, I believe, of the television station in that particular town. So we happily waved and met them after the concert. We were walking out, and suddenly we were surrounded by the KGB. We didn't know they were KGB because they were in play clothes, but they let us know soon enough. Now, since we didn't speak Russian, the three of us didn't know what was going on. Fortunately, Bob was with someone who did speak a Russian, and he informed us we were under arrest with the KGB because we had bought stolen tickets. So Bob put this on a disc or whatever and sent it to Rochester, and I believe it was, I'm not sure, it was broadcast. Nevertheless, Bob saved me. I was hysterical. And fortunately, we made our way. It was, of course, the middle of the night by then, of course, but it was daylight then. And we walked around, and we finally found a cab and climbed in with four other people and made our way back to the hotel. And we were quizzed by the head of the group, and where are the others, and what happened. And I still, to this day, thank Bob for saving me from going into the station. The other two people did go in and were quizzed and finally came back, and I was eternally grateful because I was really hysterical. So, Bob, thank you again and again for saving me for the KGB. You said later on you'd be laughing about this and telling the story around the cocktail table, and you were absolutely right.
Sandra, thank you so much for sharing that memory. That's from our Bob Smith Saves the Day department. Thanks for the call, Sandra. We really appreciate it. Our phone number is 263-9994. We're paying respects and honoring Bob Smith today as he leaves the air after 25 years. We have an email from our Ask Talk at WXXI box. This listener, Steve, has written to say he just wants to thank Bob for his classy and civil discourse. He calls Bob a role model, and he says at the end of his email, Steve says, what I especially respect about Bob is that even after hearing him for years, I have no idea what his political beliefs are. He is a true intellectual who could see many sides of the issue. One of the things that Bob prided himself on was fairness, and we really appreciate that comment, Steve, through our email box. Let's take, we have time, Jean, for one more
call.
We
have time for another call,
all right,
yes.
Let's take another call. Hi, Phyllis. Thanks for waiting. Did you want to make a comment about Bob?
Absolutely. I'm Phyllis Korn. And I was the director for 20 years of Alternatives for Battered Women and appeared a number of times on Bob's show. And I want to thank him for the even-handed and excellent way he helped me get out the word about domestic violence in this community. So, Bob, I wish you well. I hope you have an excellent retirement.
Thanks so much for the comment, Phyllis. We really appreciate it. Bob, well known for his even-handedness, and we appreciate that comment. We've heard that quite a few times. Bernard's been waiting on the line, too. We'll take this call from Bernard. Go right ahead, Bernard.
Thanks. I want to give my best to Bob. the thing that I enjoyed about the show, and there were many, many things that I enjoyed about it, was the way that Bob was able to build the community via the telephone. Sue in Fairport, Jane in Rochester, Kevin in up in Norriana. It was just really nice to talk to these people. Specifically, I remember one instance where a gentleman called in and he was basically a racist. And over a period of years, I remember the gentleman kept calling in and he remained very, very racist, if you will. But over a period of time, he actually transitioned a little bit. He showed some sympathy. And I actually appreciated that kind of conversation. Otherwise, that guy wouldn't have known him. He wouldn't have been certainly a friend, but I think I learned something. And that was something that Bob was very good at, about getting people to communicate, interact, and so forth. And I'm really going to miss him. I look forward to him calling in. I also appreciate some of the speakers that he had, the history professor or the public health professor. He really helped develop a conversation over topics instead of just having a one-hour show on a topic and then moving on. So it was a very, very nice community, and it existed for a long time. Thanks again, Bob, and I wish you luck. Have a good day.
Well, thanks so much, Bernard. We appreciate hearing from you, and we will be taking more calls throughout the 2 hours of today's program at 263-9994, or you can send an email to asktalk@wxxi.org. But right now, let's hear some more from Bob Smith from the series of interviews that I was able to do with him last month. Bob tells us how he decided on attending Cornell.
There was a program that I was just, I thought to myself, I've got to go there. It was Cornell University and had a program that it offered what was called the six-year PhD program. It offered a full ride, full scholarship for your bachelor's and a free ride in graduate school that, presuming you could get admitted to the history department or your field of academic choice, you could go all the way through in grad school, and you would get an opportunity, and you would get a fellowship, and zoom all the way through. It was a really nice, sweet ride.
And so what kind of classes did you take in this program?
Well, what I did was took political science and political history. And legal history was my choice, and I spent my days as an undergraduate and then as a graduate student in early American history. My focus was going to be on American legal history in the 18th century, 19th century, and even into the 20th century. I would become a student of American legal political history. And that's what I did. I spent the early 70s and did a free ride.
Now, when you were in college and you were studying early American history and working towards your PhD, what did you think you were going to do with it when you got out? Did you see maybe being a teacher?
Yes. I really thought I was going to be an American history professor. I thought I would contribute a lot of scholarship, and I was sure that that was going to be my life. Didn't turn out that way simply because the demand for American history scholars dried up. There weren't the openings for work in scholarly pursuits.
A lot of people know you as someone who is very knowledgeable about history and politics and quite a lot of things, but I imagine you probably had some fun times in college too, and that were not maybe necessarily academically related. Did you belong to any fraternities, or did you go to any keg parties?
Well, I was known to, I didn't join a fraternity because fraternities were not a big deal at Cornell. Oddly enough, while there were some people who got into the fraternity life, a lot of them ended up interscholastic athletic. I was not going to be a football player. And so that didn't happen. I was actually approached by people who were into football because they thought I was a big fella, that I might be a good candidate I'd be the kind of guy who would be a good linebacker. Well, I did not become a linebacker at Cornell. It might have been fun. What they thought I had a talent for, and what they went after me for, was radio. I ended up at the campus station trying my hand in radio. We had a full-power FM station that was actually licensed as a commercial enterprise.
So what kind of programming did you do? Were you a music DJ?
It was rock radio. Mm-hmm. We modeled ourselves very much on WCMF because we were familiar with CMF, and we were familiar, similar stations. Syracuse had one a lot like it, and we wanted to try to see if we could turn it into something like that. And lo and behold, we made it an economically viable enterprise.
So what music did you play? Or what bands?
Oh, we would play Grateful Dead. Think of what was on back in 1970 through 72.
So what was your name on the air? Were you Dr. Bob?
Occasionally people referred to me that way. But I was Bob. I was always Bob Smith. You know, I never had an air name. Because that was seen kind of phony. And I did have the one question that came up when I used my actual name on the air. They thought that was a phony name. You know, there is no such thing as a Bob Smith. Come on, you can't be for real. Well, yes, I am. That is my name. That's the name my daddy gave me. So sorry about that. You're just going to have to take it as it really is. And there you went. And so occasionally I toyed with making myself BS in the AM, but that didn't quite happen. That was not, I wanted to be a legitimate air personality and wanted to do comments on news and current affairs. Didn't think a jokey name was going to work well, so I didn't do it.
Any other activities that you were involved in besides radio and writing your dissertation?
Radio was my passion, especially talking about and even reporting news on things that were going on in the passing scene. And I wasn't a stunt puller. I wasn't a joker. No pretense, no characters, no frills. I knew very well that being myself was the only way I could really bring it off.
From your days as a rock jock to a longtime daytime radio talk show host, Bob Smith. Bob, you've been such an enhancement to our community over the years, and we hope and know that you are listening today as we pay tribute to you on 1370 Connection here on WXXI. I'm Elisa Orlando, along with Gene Fisher. Bob Smith, you just heard him talking about his days at Cornell University. He was an expert in American and world history, as we all know, a very intelligent guy and host of this talk show for 25 years. Bob, as you know, is stepping back for health reasons from the program, and we're spending this afternoon in tribute to him, and we're asking you to share your memories. We have lots of people from our local community who have shared their memories and paid tribute to Bob in a recorded fashion, but it's your turn now to call us at 263-9994, 263-WXXI, and share your memories or make comments about your experiences listening to Bob and talking with Bob and getting involved in the conversations that Bob led throughout the years. You can also send us an email at asktalk@wxxi.org.
And as you know from listening to Bob, there were many community leaders that were regular guests on the program, and we're going to be hearing from some of those this afternoon. So let's begin with Mayor Tom Richards.
I have been on the Bob Smith Show in about three or four of my various past jobs. I know I was on, at least at RG&E. I know I was on in a couple of community representations I had. And of course, now with the city. But I've always been impressed with his knowledge of a wide variety of subjects, and also with the fact that it was the place you could go to have a civil discourse. And it is often lacking in today's world. So I enjoyed going, even though I had to account for myself on some of those interviews. I enjoyed going because I enjoyed the environment and I enjoyed the interchange with Bob, which was always fascinating. We'll miss you, Bob, but it's been great to have you for 25 years.
Bob Smith is somebody I've known for years, and this is Lieutenant Governor Bob Duffy giving his living testimonial of Bob Smith, one of the great all-time local journalists and news people. Bob, like me, is a graduate of Aquinas Institute. I've been on his show through most of my career in the police department and as mayor. Bob is somebody who dealt with issues that was important to people. He is incredibly bright, incredibly prepared, well-read, has a great grasp of the facts and data. And he was just a pleasure to be with. He would take callers in. He gave this community a great forum to express their views and call in. He was respectful. He was open. He was supportive in so many ways. He just is one of those people that I've always had enormous respect and affection for. He's a great person on a personal level. He's a great professional as a journalist. His retirement is a loss. But Bob, I want to wish him the very best. A great man, a great journalist, and a great friend, and I wish him the very best in the future.
Hello, this is Malik Evans. Bob Smith is the type of person that you love to have interview you. He does his homework and is very knowledgeable about the topics of discussion. Bob has a unique quality in journalism in that he has a sense of history. He could reach back and bring into a discussion a historical perspective on a contemporary topic. Being on 1370 Connection with Bob stood in sharp contrast to doing an interview where you had to get information out in 45 seconds. With Bob, I knew we could always delve into a topic in detail and give listeners a true picture of a complex topic like education. Bob Smith is a class act, and I wish other journalists would emulate him. I believe that three words describe Bob: prepared, engaging, and knowledgeable. Because of these three qualities, Bob has made 1370 Connection a community asset. 1370 for some has become a priority to listen to. I know I speak for many in the community when I say, Bob, you are in our thoughts and prayers. Bob, I wish you all the best.
And those are just some of the folks who've been calling us over the past few weeks and coming in and sharing their comments about Bob Smith, who we're honoring today. He is stepping down for health reasons, and we wanted to make sure that we let you have the opportunity to share your thoughts as well. You can do that by emailing asktalk@wxxi.org or by calling 263-9994. Lots of folks are waiting to have their say on the air. So let's start with John in Rochester.
Hi, Gene. Hello, Lisa. John Andrews calling.
Hi, John.
Hi. I couldn't let this moment pass me by, and I wanted to pay tribute to Bob Smith, whom I've worked with for 18 years at the station. Matter of fact, my first assignment when I walked through the doors at 280 State Street was with working with Bob. And those were the days when Bob was on at an earlier time, 10 to 12, and we had all sorts of fun things going on, and I thought, my goodness, what an expert talk show host, but more importantly, what a great guy to work with. Also, Bob hosted a program called Sound Bites, which was on Saturday. And I was privileged to take over from the late Esther Vail, working with Bob and the crew on Sound Bites on Saturday afternoon. My most fond memory of working with Bob, also on the political nights, was his knowledge of where people in broadcasting happened to be. He worked not only in the Rochester market, but in Buffalo and Syracuse as well. And just like talking about football players or baseball players, we would spot check many of the folks who are in the industry today, and where are they now? So my tribute to Bob, and ironically enough, I was the last one to work with him on the day that he had his health issue, and it was a pleasure working with him over the years, and I know we'll continue our friendship.
Thank you, John. That's just such a lovely memory. And I know that Bob really enjoyed working with you and appreciated the hard work that you did as well for 1370 Connection. So we thank you for the call. Let's go next to Jane in Rochester. Hi, Jane.
Hi. Yes. Listening, Bob, on the air has just really changed my life, really. I don't have any place equal to go to hear the sort of wisdom that he had. But he, among a lot of things, to me, he was like a Renaissance man. You name it, he could talk about it. But what I really, really respected was that, in his own words, like he said, he was himself. I didn't feel like he had any hidden agendas. I felt like he was a gifted and evolved listener, listening deeply. And that's one half of being a great communicator, is being able to listen. And it's so rare. There's just not very many places you can go to find that. And I think it challenges people when they're well heard and not misheard to think more deeply and challenge themselves to clarify their own ideas. But miss you, Bob. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Jane.
Thanks, Jane, for that comment.
Thanks,
Jane. Yeah. And now let's hear from Barb. Hi, Barb. You're on the air.
Hi. I miss Bob a lot. Just really appreciate everything people have been saying, his knowledge of history. I think he must have had a phenomenal memory, too, because he would just come up with the most amazing, cogent comments all the time, you know, when he was interviewing someone. And he would call them on it often if, you know, they were going off and weren't making sense with something very factual that you kind of go, oh, yeah, I remember that, you know. I don't know how he remembered stuff. And I remember one time calling in, the first time I called in, and feeling like I had not been heard thoroughly and letting him know that. And he said, well, I guess she told me. And it was funny because for a while I was like, oh, Bob Smith. But I kept listening. And, man, I just began to really appreciate, you know, his knowledge of stuff. I don't even remember what I was annoyed with that day. But he's just brought so much to the community in being able to communicate. And, Bob, if you're listening now or at any point, you know, whatever you decide to do next is going to be phenomenal, and wishing you well, and don't go away. We need you. Take care.
Thanks, Barb. Thanks for the call.
Yes, and Bob is listening. He's joining us over the radio. So I know that he appreciates hearing from you, Barb, and from everyone. So let's now go to someone who's been a regular guest and such a great contributor to our cultural life. Garth Fagan is on the phone.
Hello, Bob. I hope you're going to be up and ready to come to dance classes soon, in another week or two.
Good for you.
I miss you immeasurably by being a guest in your program. I've been interviewed all over the world by interviewees in every country you can imagine, Hong Kong, New Zealand, wherever. And my Bob Smith asked the most poignant, interesting questions, was detailed in his preparation, understood the scope of the arts, not just dance, but wanted to know about the music, wanted to know about the sculpture, wanted to know about the sculptor, and of course my dancers. I miss you immeasurably. And when I couldn't listen to you in the daytime, in the evenings when I'm coming home from rehearsal, I could get you. And that was a joy to bring my day up or down. I thank you for all the information, all the detail, and the wonderful use of the English language that you had, and your knowledge of other languages, by the way. But the broad scope that you brought to all your interviews, and especially to mine. Do, brother, please get well as soon as you can. Much love from Garth.
Thank you, Garth. Thanks
Thank
for
you
calling.
So much, Garth. And we'll be sure to get Bob to dance class as soon as we can.
As soon as possible.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye.
We have another good friend of WXXI on the phone, Edith Lank. Hi, Edith. Thank you so much for calling.
Hi. Well, Bob, yeah, this is Edith Lank. Somebody mentioned my sister Esther Vale a little while ago.
That's
I know
right.
She thought very highly of you. I just wanted to say, what a pleasure it's been going on the air with you. I've been on other shows all over the country, and sometimes before we went on the air, the host, who had never read my book, would say, so what would you like me to ask you? But when I went on your show, always, every time, You came into the studio always cordial, always smiling, and always with a well-researched, meaty list of questions so that it was easy to get into interesting conversations. I've been missing you. I just dialed that number for the first time in my life, 263-9994. And as I used to mention to you every time, I was pretty sure that 9994 was Beethoven's fifth, and it is.
Wow. I never thought about that.
I didn't either. Thank you, Edith. Thank you so much for the call and the lovely memories. You can also share your memories of Bob Smith on the special tribute show that we are here live with today. The number is 263-9994, 263-WXXI. We're paying tribute to Bob Smith, who's going to be stepping back from the program after 25 years for health reasons, and we are really looking forward to hearing from you. Our mail address or email address is asktalk, A-S-K-T-A-L-K, at WXXI.org. Before we move on to the next segment, I'll read a couple of emails that we have received. Cynthia writes to say that she wanted to mention that Bob's talent and personality reached in to touch her children. Her sons, now 8 and 10, used to hear him as toddlers and young boys as she drove them home from preschool each day. In fact, her kids used to ask for him by name on the radio. And Cynthia writes, one year we stopped by the WXXI open house and we happened to pass Bob talking to someone in the hallway. She says, my then 4-year-old stopped in his tracks in his excitement, and to this day my children ask if he's on when we are in the car. And Cynthia says she's very proud that they have had such a balanced a person in their life, a balanced and intelligent role model for her kids. And Katie also writes in on the Ask Talk email box to say, I don't think a Bob Smith tribute of 2 hours is long enough. Please, can we have a week-long tribute? So thank you very much for those of you who've emailed in.
And let's hear some more from Bob, but first I'll remind you that you can express your memories and your appreciation by calling 263-9994 or by emailing asktalk@wxxi.org. But now let's hear Bob tell us about when he realized that radio was his future.
First of all, it was a conversation I had with my major faculty advisor in which he told me, first of all, that the job market through tenure-track professorships was drying up. And so I kind of knew that it wasn't going to happen, and he was right. So I had to find something to do. And at the same time, I heard about that there was an opening from a station in Buffalo that wanted a news anchor.
What station was it in Buffalo that you heard about?
News Radio 930 WBEN.
So what was your job when you first got there?
It was morning anchor, morning drive anchor. I handled three big 15-minute newscasts. We did big news blocks all through the morning hours.
This was a commercial station, right?
It sure was. It was the commercial station. It was a CBS affiliate, and it was the old line big newscast station that had a large news department, big commitments.
Now, were you mostly on air, or did you go out and cover news as well when you got off the air?
Both. I most of the time would do big newscasts, but I had to go out and cover some news too, do interviews, cover stories, you know, everything. You did everything there. At WBEN, you did everything and then some.
What kind of news stories did you cover? Did you have a particular beat?
City Hall, mostly, more than anything else, and the county legislature and the county government. But I would cover something of anything that happened with government, politics, you name it, and we covered it.
Sounds like your background and your degree in history and political science really played into your interest in covering the news.
That's exactly what my boss, our news director, had in mind, and that's specifically what he said. You're going to put your work, your background, to work every day. They thought that they were going to be not only needing to have a huge news presence, but there was a station that was very serious about trying to preempt the news image for the whole market. They thought that WNED was going to try to make a preemptive strike and become the news source for the whole Buffalo market. And they were right. And they thought they could preempt it. And so that's exactly what they did. They preempted it.
That's the voice of Bob Smith, the host of this talk show in 1370 Connection for the last 25 years. Bob, as you probably know, has stepped back from the program. He will be leaving the program after those 25 years for health reasons. And we are taking time today to remember his work on this station. He just talked about his experience, Gene, in commercial radio and the move over to public radio and how the news landscape changed related to NPR stations and public radio. And we are very happy, Bob. We know you're listening. We're so happy that you made the move over to public radio when you did. We are taking tributes from the community today, and we appreciate your calls at 263-9994.
We've also heard from a number of Bob's regular guests who came in to share their thoughts and their memories and their appreciation. So let's hear now from our regular media correspondent, Tom Proietti.
For nearly three decades, Bob Smith has made us smarter. He crafted 1370 Connection in his own way, and made it into a program that has become a major piece of the cloth in the crazy quilt that is our community. Bob raised our IQ as individuals and as a group. He made us smarter about our roles as citizens and more concerned about the place we live and the way we spend our time. In his career at WXXI, Bob did well over 12,000 installments of 1370 Connection. Just a ballpark figure of mine to give us an idea of the depth of his longevity as part of our lives. Also, Bob loves baseball and baseball parks. Since his voice left the radio, something has been missing in my life. He has a cadence of assurance. He sounds smart because he is smart. Smartest person in the room wherever he is. Always has been. It is a trait he wants to share with all of us. He wants all of us to be as smart as he is. I accepted Bob's offer to become a regular contributor back in the early 1990s, but with a bit of reluctance. Bob knows more about media than anyone I ever met. I feared his knowledge would not only intimidate me, it might overwhelm me, but it did not. I learned from him just as we all learned from him, and that is part of what makes him such a treasure. Together, we did about 250 programs. My life is so much richer for that. So back to Bob's voice. I miss his sound, the intonation and the controlled but ever-present enthusiasm. So I thought I would leave you with that familiar but now extinguished sound of Bob leading us into the land of information and insight. And thank you, Bob Smith.
From WXXI News, it's 1370 Connection. I'm Bob Smith.
Hi, this is Jennifer Leonard, President and CEO of Rochester Area Community Foundation. Bob Smith has been synonymous with public affairs radio for more than two decades in Rochester. He is collegial, deeply inquisitive, and always respectful. That meant people always wanted to work with him. He would arrange with nonprofits to interview their out-of-town speakers even before they came in, even though Bob preferred to have people right there in the studio where he could talk with them, at least two of them, so that we filled the gaps if people didn't call. But luckily, Bob was deeply inquisitive. In fact, encyclopedic in his knowledge of many of the subjects that he interviewed people about. And when he probed, he did so with respect. When he took telephone calls, he did so with respect. Really looking back, those hours were precious, and I'm sorry now that I missed as many as I did for luncheon meetings, because what Bob was saying and helping us focus on was as important to the future of Rochester as any of the work that we may have been getting done over our chicken sandwiches. Thank you, Bob, for all those years.
Hi, this is Jack Arner, and I've talked films here many times on the 1370 Connection with Bob, and I've always enjoyed talking with Bob. He's such a Renaissance guy. You know, he would always be prepared. He would know about the movies of the past and the present and the future. And we always had great discussions. Plus, I love talking to him, or hearing him talk, rather, to other people over the years. It was a great show, and Bob did wonderful work on it. And I can only say, Bob, I really appreciate what you've done, and I wish you the very best.
And we all wish Bob the very best, and you can wish him the best as well by calling 263-9994 or sending your emails to asktalk, one word, A-S-K-T-A-L-K, at WXXI.org.
And we're also taking your emails. As Gene said, we've been reading some of the emails on the air. Here's one from Dr. Al, who says, I listened to Bob when he first started years ago on WXXI when he lived in Rochester. And Dr. Al still listens to him in Naples, Florida, after moving to Naples, Florida, probably on WXXI.org. He says, Bob, you will be greatly missed, something that we know very well, that you'll be greatly missed on this program in the future. Bob, we appreciate it. Our telephone lines are ringing, so if you call in, we're going to ask you to hold on in the queue, because we'd like to get to every single caller and let everybody pay tribute and honor Bob. And I know that Louise has been waiting quite a while. Louise, thanks so much for your patience today. Did you want to share a memory or make a comment? You still with us? Perhaps Louise.
Oh, Eloise.
Eloise. Oh, hi, Eloise. Forgive me, dear.
Hi.
Go right ahead.
I want to call. And first of all, Bob, I miss you terribly, and I'm wishing you the best. I wanted to call in and agree with the people who say that Bob does his work. I've been working on a project for years and years, and I finally wrote a book, and I sent it to Bob, and he called me in less than a week. He already had the book read, and he asked me to come on his show. I'm working on really having us look at how divorce court abuse is actually domestic abuse. And when I met Bob, I could see his insight and how deep he was in reading, and that his first words to me were, how did I get through all that I did? And I said, to be a voice for those who can't. And right away he said, that's what I figured. How else could you have done it? So I really want to thank Bob for not just hearing, but being able to hear so deeply. And I am rooting for him. I'm sure that with all his knowledge, he's going to find something to do with his life. And thinking of you every day, Bob, thanks for everything you've done for so many people like me.
Thanks, Eloise, for the memories, and thank you for the call. You can pay tribute to Bob Smith by calling us at 263-9994. We'd love to have you share your memories of being a guest or a participant in one of his many conversations over the last 25 years. Bob really embodied all the things that public radio is all about, deep thought, in-depth, quality programming, civil discussion, and true thoughtfulness. Bob was a thoughtful guy and is a thoughtful guy, and it always showed up in his talk shows. Let's stay with our telephones now. 263-9994 is the number. Jody has also been waiting. Thanks so much for hanging on. Jody, did you want to make a comment?
Yes. This is Jody Siegel from Monroe County School Boards Association.
Hi, Jody.
Hi. And I've had the pleasure of appearing on Bob's program numerous times over the past 17 years. I'm so aware that everyone, when they go about their life's work, wants their work to make a difference and to make the world a better place. And Bob certainly has done that. He's shown all of us how to talk about ideas and issues, and we are distinctly a smarter, better-informed community because of him. I hope he has a satisfying retirement, and like so many others, I will deeply miss his voice.
Jody, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Very nicely said. We really appreciate your comments. We're going to stay with the telephones at 263-9994 because we have had many, many people calling in, and we want to make sure we get as many people on the air as we can. Dave is on line one, and let's hear what Dave has to say. Hi, Dave. Thanks for calling.
Hi. Thanks for having me. What I wanted to say was my work, I never got out of the office too much, but whenever my work required me to leave the office, if it was sometime in the early mid-afternoon, it was just the best part of my day that I'd be able to settle in my car and turn on Bob Smith and listen to the engaging conversation that he was always that was always coming out of his show. And you know, one of the comments I wanted to make was, I think, you know, that we've heard a lot today about how prepared he was and how knowledgeable he was and how he contributed to the civil discourse, and all of those things are true. But I found that the real genius of Bob Smith was his ability to never be condescending to not only his guests but also callers who were perhaps off the mark, or were wandering off in a different direction. He always treated people with respect, and he just had this really this real talent to sort of bring everyone down to earth and keep the conversation going. And I, for one, always appreciated it, and I just wanted to wish Bob the best. So thank you very much, Bob.
And thanks for that call. Let's now go to Nick in Rochester.
Hi there.
Hi.
Hi.
I first met Bob when we started Soundbites. I was a little bit apprehensive at first. I knew Bob as the host of 1370 Connection, but, you know, what did this guy know about computers? Well, as I quickly learned, Bob is a polymath. Over the years, I've realized there isn't a topic on Earth he doesn't know something about. One of my most treasured memories of Bob, I really want to share this, is at a party. A bunch of us were gathered around a songbook playing banjo and guitar and singing, and Bob was singing with us. We were outside. It got dark, but nobody wanted to stop. Somebody brought out a bust of Mozart with a lamp sticking out of the top of his head. And for the next hour, Bob cradled that lamp in his arms like a baby while we all sang. I wish I had a picture. That was long before cell phones and camera phones and all that stuff. And I wish I had it's in my head, though, and I love it. And I'm honored to still call Bob my friend.
Thanks, Nick. Now we all have that picture in our heads, too. Thanks for sharing that.
Yes, I think we're going to have to commission somebody to maybe paint that or something like that. Thanks very much, Nick. Nick mentioned, it was before cell phones and things like that. But if you are on Twitter and follow at WXXI News, you'll find a couple of pictures of Bob. We just posted one from when he first started at WXXI on Twitter at WXXI News. And he looks just the same as he looks today, maybe a little bit less hair.
He hasn't changed a bit.
Let's go to Jackie. Hi, Jackie. You're on 1370 Connection.
Hi. I just want to reiterate what Barnard and Jane said. They said very well as far as him creating a conversation, and that's in the name 1370 Connection. And obviously what everybody else has been saying as a regular listener, it's an understatement to say that he's exceptional. Just to capture the magnitude and the wealth of his legacy in only one segment of his life, which was a very large and long one, is simply a privilege to not only have him as an outlet, but a friend. And lastly, would like to say that let this inspire us to learn more, listen more, and aspire to emulate him, aim higher, and to tell people in our life when we have them at arm's length sitting next to us how much we love them today. And also, last, want to say, if you want to raise money for this station, sell this two-hour recording of this show today, because it's priceless.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bob.
Thank you, Jackie, for your memory. We really appreciate it. We are in a pledge drive, so if you would like to make a pledge of support in Bob's name, you can do so right on our website at WXXI.org. It's a great way to show your support. Bob loves public radio and has loved it every minute that he was on the air, so we know that we're all going to miss him, and we know how much you're going to miss him, too. We're going to continue with our tribute to Bob Smith for the next hour, so if you didn't make it on the air yet, don't worry, and don't turn off the radio. We're going to be here until 2 o'clock today, until this afternoon. Our telephone number is 263-9994. We're also taking tributes via email at asktalk@wxxi.org. Here's someone named Jim who wrote in to share his memory. His favorite memory of Bob's show goes back to Professor John McNaughton from MCC. Mm. And Jim writes, as you well remember, Professor McNaughton was a fountain of knowledge and had a great sense of humor. And Jim says that Bob had the knack of bringing out his humor and intelligence, and he will cherish the memories of those shows forever. He says, Bob, you were and are an incredible man, and those of us who were fortunate enough to be listeners are better people for your work. We couldn't agree more, Bob. Thank you so much, Jim, for the tribute to Bob.
And we've been hearing a lot today about how Bob made such a difference in this community and how 1370 Connection under Bob's leadership made our community a better place. And now let's hear again from Mayor Tom Richards. Let's kind of seal the deal on the difference that Bob made.
City of Rochester, Office of the Mayor, Proclamation. Whereas, as the host of WXXI's 1370 Connection radio program for more than 25 years, Bob Smith has become a household name in the Rochester community, creating 2 hours of civic engagement and civil discourse every day. Bob discussed topics that range from politics to the economy, from education to the environment, from music and dance to arts and culture. And whereas interviewing countless newsmakers and opinion leaders, including Hillary Rodham Clinton, Rudolph Giuliani, Mario Cuomo, Diane Rehm, Susan Stamberg, Dave Brubeck, and B.B. King, Bob Smith also gathered a large team of regular guests to address a wide variety of topics such as the media, economy, technology, lawn and garden, home repair, money management, antiques, and collectibles. And whereas, when the news broke, Bob created programs that responded to the events of the day and offered listeners a deeper understanding of the issues, he tirelessly produced and hosted his daily talk show with no staff and only the occasional intern because he loved the job. And whereas Bob regularly represented WXXI by participating in local civic events and moderating panel discussions, Bob Smith's incredible wealth of knowledge and curiosity of many varied topics made him an engaging talk show host, furthering the community's understanding of important issues. His voice on the air will be missed by his colleagues at WXXI, as well as by his many listeners and fans across the greater Rochester area. Now, therefore, I, Thomas S. Richards, Mayor of the City of Rochester, New York, do hereby proclaim Thursday, October 17, 2013, to be Bob Smith Day.
What a wonderful tribute to a wonderful man and a wonderful host of 1370 Connection, Bob Smith, stepping down for health reasons. We are paying tribute to Bob today, and you have the opportunity to do so as well by calling 263-9994 or by emailing asktalk@wxxi.org. A reminder that this is WXXI AM Rochester, WXXI FM HD2 Rochester, and you can also go public online at WXXI.org. If you are on Twitter, you can take a look at WXXI News and see a picture of the proclamation that was just read by the mayor.